This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. A Democratic House member from southwestern Missouri plans to run for lieutenant governor. Sarah Lampe of Springfield announced on Sunday that she intends to enter the lieutenant governor campaign. The announcement, she cited her experience serving on the House Budget Committee, running a small business, and working in public education. She has served in the Missouri House since 2005. Lampe plans to announce her candidacy officially today in Springfield. Three other Democrats already have entered the race: former State Auditor Susan Monty, former State Lawmaker and U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Regional Director Judy Baker, and Conservation Commissioner Becky Plattner. The Republican candidates are Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder, State Senator Brad Lager, and Attorney Mike Carter. Republican State Senator Luann Ridgway has said she is likely to run as well. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill seeks to avoid closing rural post offices under her proposal to maintain six-day mail delivery. The Missouri Democrat will be in Kansas City on Monday to discuss the proposal she wants incorporated into the 21st Century Postal Service Act. She has provided details of her plan in advance to the Associated Press. The U.S. Postal Service is expected to lose over $14 billion this year as increased internet use reduces mail volume. A plan to close mail centers and post offices has been put on hold until mid-May. McCaskill is proposing cutting costs by reducing agency payments that fund future retiree health benefits. She's also asking for a new business model that would return the agency to financial health within a year. A Cole County judge has upheld the new congressional redistricting map passed by Missouri lawmakers last year. Marshall Griffin has the latest from Jefferson City.
In his ruling, Circuit Judge Daniel Green states that the so-called Grand Compromise map does comply with the state constitution's requirement that congressional districts be, quote, as compact as may be. Jerry Griman, one of the plaintiff's attorneys, disagrees.
There were several districts in the map that were not as compact as may be, including the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Defense attorneys had argued that it was not possible to meet everyone's expectation of what is or is not a compact congressional district. Griman says they'll appeal to the state Supreme Court, which heard the case last month. Meanwhile, candidates for office are supposed to begin filing to run on February 28th. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
And the Columbia Housing Authority is looking at ways to help CHA residents reduce their debt. The CHA is reforming their repayment plan in order to reduce a $17,000 debt. Some suggestions include restricting payment amounts to 1 month's rent and reducing the repayment period to 90 days. But the CHA's Lee Radke says that the organization is an essential aid to residents. The Resident Advisory Board met last week, preparing residents to go out and seek their neighbors' input on the reform. A memo with several suggestions from CEO Phil Steinhaus was also presented. They will meet again on March 1st to discuss their ideas. The search for the University of Missouri's next president was guided by one unwavering principle: keep candidate names secret. But such confidential searches are hardly the norm on the MU campus. The Missouri School of Law has publicly named five finalists in its search for a new dean. University officials defend the presidential search secrecy as necessary to attract top candidates without the risk of retaliation from their current employers. Missouri curator Warren Erdman says those promises are even more important when looking at potential leaders from politics or private industry. The university system hired former Massachusetts software executive Timothy Wolf in December. The Missouri graduate begins work in Columbia next week. The Joplin Board of Education is scheduled to vote on a $62 million bond recommendation for rebuilding schools destroyed by the May 22nd tornado, renovating elementary schools, and building community safe rooms. Joplin Globe reports that the board takes up the issue on Monday. The district estimates the total cost of all the projects at over $180 million. Depending on the school board's decision, the issue could go to the voters on April 3rd. Missouri's primary is tomorrow, but as KBIA's Fred Katz explains, this time it's different.
The presidential election has already seen three primaries, with New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Florida down, Missouri's up next. The primary is scheduled for Tuesday, but for the first time, this one actually means nothing. This year's primary is different from Missouri. It won't count for delegates towards the 2012 GOP convention, which means voter turnout could be at an all-time low. Missouri GOP committee member Norman Lampton explains why.
I think the turnout will be very low because everybody realizes that it is a beauty contest. Now, some candidates may try to get their people out. In my opinion, the turnout will be extremely low.
Lampton says he expects only a 10 to 15% turnout for registered voters on Tuesday. That's less than half the amount Missouri has gotten in past more competitive presidential primaries. A GOP caucus will be held in Missouri on March 17th. Fred Katz, KBIA News.
A Missouri lawmaker has proposed legislation that would require members of the General Assembly to be subjected to random drug testing during the session. The Kansas City Star reports that State Representative Rick Bratton, a Republican from Harrisonville, thinks lawmakers should abide by the same standard as welfare recipients. Missouri lawmakers last year overwhelmingly approved legislation that mandated drug testing for some federal welfare recipients. Bratton's measure would require that any lawmaker who tests positive for illegal substances would be removed from office and prohibited from running for any elected office for 2 years. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.